Hello, my name is Dr. Grace McCary-Judson, and I am chair of the Bay State Health Breast Network. In 2013, we celebrated the 20th Rays of Hope Walk. I'd like to share with you my thoughts from a Rays of Hope newsletter article published that year. Breast cancer diagnosis and treatment have improved and changed over time. These include less invasive approaches. This means less invasive breast biopsy, less invasive breast surgery, omitting radiation when appropriate, and omitting chemotherapy in many patients. The Bay State Health Breast Network reviews new research and decides how and when to incorporate approaches like this into daily practice. These include more personalized treatments. Not all breast cancers are alike, and not all patients benefit from the same treatments. Treatments are selected to target the characteristics of the cancer based on pathology. Molecular tests help us to decide which patients benefit most from chemotherapy. These include preventing some cancers. We started our high-risk program in 1994 and participated in the first national breast cancer prevention trial, and in the follow-up trial testing medications such as tamoxifen and raloxifene. Genetic testing has also seen a rapid rise in interest. So what about breast cancer awareness? We need to debunk the old message. Rather than the only battle cry of breast cancer awareness being "get your mammogram," I propose a new message. Number one, healthy lifestyles matter. Exercise at any age reduces the risk of breast cancer. Avoiding weight gain, especially after menopause, reduces risk. Don't smoke and limit alcohol. Number two, know your family history. Consider genetic testing if appropriate and share results with your family. Number three, get your screening mammogram. Discuss when to start, when to stop, and how often in between. Personalized recommendations may make a difference. We have made many advances in the early diagnosis of breast cancer, especially as breast imaging techniques have advanced. We have made many advances in the treatment of breast cancer. But what I would really like to see are more advances in prevention. After all, prevention is better than cure.